rocking at the Reno Club, her bass, she kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and McShane. Parker, President Piggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine. Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues. It's 12th Street Jump, public radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassey. Now, this week, we celebrate the birthday of jazz piano cat Hank Jones and vocalist Eddie Jefferson. All right. Now all pearls away, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, it's Pete Weber.
Hey, good evening everybody. You know, it's hot inside, it's hot outside, it's hot every side. But we're about to get real cool for the next hour. Before we get to all the music, you know, here's something you might be interested in, David.
What is that?
A rare fungus that kills caterpillars and then grows in their bodies is being used in India as an alternative to Viagra.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, you're supposed to call a doctor, though, if your erection lasts more than 4 hours or turns into a butterfly.
Speaking of dead caterpillars, I read that a funeral home in South Carolina is adding Starbucks for the mourners. Oh. To promote the grand opening, they're offering a special on caskets with plastic lids.
Speaking of plastic, did you guys hear that Hasbro is bringing back the Furby?
Oh,
you know, that annoying big-eyed talking toy that never shuts up?
Yeah, I guess they figured the time was right if people still listen to Sarah Palin.
Nothing annoying about this lady. Here's Nedra Dixon with an Ellington tune that Hank Jones recorded with vocalist Roberta Gamarini. One called Just Squeeze Me.
Treat me sweet and gentle when you say goodnight. Just squeeze me, but please don't tease me. Sentimental when you hold me tight. Just squeeze me, but please don't tease me. Missing you since you went away, singing the blues of each day, counting the nights and waiting for you. I'm in the mood to let you know I never knew I loved you so. You love me too. When I get this feeling, I'm in ecstasy. So squeeze me, but don't tease me. Treat me sweet and gentle when you say goodnight. Come on, squeeze me. But don't tease me, no, no. I get sentimental when you hold me tight. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze me, but don't tease me. Missing you since you went away, singing the blues of each day, counting the nights and waiting for you. I'm in the mood to let you know I never knew I loved you so. Please say you love me too. When I get this feeling, I'm in ecstasy. Just squeeze me, but don't you tease me.
Thank you.
Listen, you sent you went away, singing the blues away each day, counting the nights and waiting for you. I'm in the mood to let you know, I never knew I'd love you so. Please say you love me too. Oh, when I get this feeling, I'm in ecstasy. Just squeeze me, but please don't tease me. Just squeeze me. Sha-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of jazz piano great Hank Jones. Born in Vicksburg, Mississippi, Hank and his family moved to Pontiac, Michigan, where his father, Henry Jones Sr., was a Baptist deacon and lumber inspector. One of seven children, Hank was raised in a musical family. His mother, Olivia, sang. Two older sisters played the piano. And his two younger brothers, trumpeter Thad and drummer Elvin, both became prominent jazz musicians, too.
Hank Jones studied piano at an early age, influenced by Earl Hines, Fats Waller, Teddy Wilson, and Art Tatum. He was performing locally in Michigan and Ohio by the time he was 13. While playing in territory bands in Grand Rapids and Lansing, Hank met saxophonist Lucky Thompson, who invited Jones to join him in New York City, working the Onyx Club with Hot Lips Page.
Hank Jones played with Coleman Hawkins and Andy Kirk in the 40s. He accompanied Ella Fitzgerald and recorded with Charlie Parker in the 50s. And as CBS staff pianist in the 60s, Jones accompanied Frank Sinatra on the Ed Sullivan Show, and even backed up Marilyn Monroe when she sang Happy Birthday, Mr. President to John F. Kennedy. In a career that spanned more than 60 years, he even played with Joe Lovano and Diana Krall before his death in 2010. No wonder the cat was an NEA jazz master and an ASCAP living legend.
We're going to spend the next hour playing just a few of the hundreds of great tunes Hank Jones recorded. Now, to help us get that done, we'll need our own amazing pianist. And that would be our musical director, Joe Cartwright.
All right, Professor, let's talk.
All right, Pete.
What would you tell a young musician about Hank Jones?
Well, I would tell a young musician that Hank Jones was a musician's musician, a piano player's piano player, and that if you wanted to listen to somebody who had beautiful technique, touch, and harmonic concept, yet was totally self-facing, I would have them listen to Hank Jones.
Now, you had a run-in with Hank, didn't you?
I wouldn't call it a run-in, but he was one of five judges at the first annual Thelonious Monk piano competition, of which I was a semifinalist, and I did get a chance to meet the man.
Were you nervous?
Yeah.
Well, let's get you back to being comfortable. So what song are you going to start with here?
This is a tune, a Gershwin tune that Hank Jones recorded along with George Duvivier on bass and Oliver Jackson on drums from an album called I Remember You. Here's Love Walked In. Thank you.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped to something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got it bent? Who hocked his jazz guitar so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Everybody's got the blues. Whether you're rich, poor, or undecided, the blues is used.
Oh, that's right, Nedra. And this week I checked in with 88.5 Jazz FM, Erie, PA's jazz station, for a heads up on the local blues and jazz scene. And that led me to jazz guitarist Frank Singer, who's on the line from Erie right now. Welcome to 12th Street Jump. Frank, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you very fine, Pete.
Great. I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and then we're going to do a little blues jam based on your answers. So let's get right into it. How did you get to Erie?
I actually have a good friend here that I was playing music with in Boston. And, a lot of clubs started closing down up there, and it was hard to find a place to play. We'd come to Erie a few times and decided to get our butts here.
Well, I hope your butt's comfortable. Now, what are visitors to Erie surprised by?
There's just a ton of activity, especially in the summer, as far as music and art and culture goes. It's a very active place. There's a lot to do here.
Now, what's your favorite story from a gig up there?
Well, depends on what kind of story you're looking for. You know, if you're talking about the drunks or the 500 postal workers all doing the holy belly in unison, that was a very scary day.
Sounds like it. Hey, have you ever named a guitar?
Well, I'm married, so I don't need to have that kind of relationship with my instrument.
Well said. Now, what should a visitor do while up in Erie?
They should go to Romolo's. Romolo's Chocolates has a summer series on Saturdays from 6 to 9, and most of it is jazz. That would be the main sort of steady venue for the summer, I would recommend. Great chocolates, too.
This sounds good to me. Can you give us an Erie PA phrase or term?
The name of our group, or my original jazz group, is Cats a Bear. And the reason for that is an old slang that my business partner's teacher used to use. Oh, hey, that cat's a bear, man.
And now it's time for the most important question. Frank, what gives you the blues?
I got to tell you, man, people are not direct. They go behind your back, or they say something to your face, and they say something to somebody else. You know, I'm a simple guy. Just talk to me, man.
I hear you. Hey, David, how about you getting us started with the Frank Singer blues, huh?
Now, Frank started out in Boston, but the clubs were all closing there. So Frank said to his buddy, hey, man, we got to move somewhere. So they ended up in Erie, Pennsylvania, where the people say, hey, that cat's a bear.
Erie's got lots of culture, enough to make you think you're in France.
Ooh la la.
There's festivals all summer.
Oh,
groovy music for romance. But watch out for the postal workers doing that hooly gully dance.
Name their guitars like Lucille, Bernice, or Sandy. But Frank, he's happily married. That's not his modus operandi. If his wife gets really angry, he buys her Romolo's chocolate candy.
Frank likes folks directly. With him, it's always cut and dry. So stop talking behind his back, man. Otherwise, you're mean and snide. He prefers things face-to-face, because that's always been his better side.
We heard that.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in the alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got it bent? Who hocked a jazz guitar so he could pay the rent?
Give it up for Frank Singer and the Erie Blues. Thank you, Frank.
If you want to find out more about me, franksinger.com is a good place to go. And if you want to study, onlinelessonswithfrank.com is a good place to go. And I wish everybody a great day, a great week, a great month, and a great year.
Absolutely. Right back at you, Frank. And if you're having as much fun as we are, don't go anywhere. Because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump. Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Hank Jones, this week we celebrate the birthday of vocalist Eddie Jefferson. Born down the street from Erie in Pittsburgh, PA, Jefferson was a pioneer in the development of vocalese. Adding lyrics to instrumental jazz solos, he made some notable recordings with, including So What with Miles Davis and Parker's Mood, using one of the Byrds' famous instrumental outings.
A contemporary of vocalese great John Hendricks, Jefferson claimed his main influence was Leo Watson. Jefferson is perhaps best known for his cover of Moody's Mood for Love, a King Pleasure lyric based on a James Moody instrumental solo on the jazz standard, I'm in the Mood for Love.
Now here's David Bassey to try his chops on an Eddie Jefferson lyric to a Johnny Griffin tune. This one's called Soft and Furry.
I can see that soft and furry is just what she is, and I'm not meaning to be naive. That soft and furry, when she's in my arm, it's cause for alarm, it's love. Yes, indeed. She cuddles near me so she can cheer me. I feel like Halloween, yes, sirree. That soft and furry, when she's in my arm, this country alarms in mind. With the world all up in arms, ain't nothing or nothing to look forward to. I know, dear, we're together. There's no time to be blue. I'm in love. We got each other. We never bother about a rocket ship to the moon. We're both in heaven. She's furry and soft, and that isn't all she's mine. Nothing and nothing to look forward to. I know, dear, we're together. There's no time to be blue. I'm in love. We got each other. We never bother about a rocket ship to the moon. We're both in heaven. She's furry and soft, and that isn't all she's mine. She's furry and soft, and that isn't all she's mine.
She's furry and soft, and that isn't all. She's mine.
David Bass, everybody.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the Euro had another bad week, how about these blues in the news?
You people have seen enough. That was Ann Romney's threat. No need to see more tax returns. Just one. That's all you're gonna get. You know, she's a little Leona Helmsley.
Yeah.
And some Marie Antoinette.
Let them eat cake.
The Olympics are upon us. In London, they'll begin it.
That's right. They're gonna be good, too.
The Olympic Games are starting. Every nation hopes to win it. Oh, but if you watch the NBC coverage, we're the only country in it.
Penn State is banned from bowl games. Won't be a football power. Still, one good thing came of this. It's finally safe to shower.
I could be in the Olympics if I only had faster shoes.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
All right, here's Joe, Tyrone, and Mike with a Harold Arlen classic recorded by Hank Jones, Over the Rainbow. Thank you. All right, here's a tune that Hank Jones and Abby Lincoln recorded together, and it's going to be Nedra's turn to sing with Joe and the band on You Came a Long Way from St. Louis.
Came a long way from St. Louis. You climbed the ladder of success. I've seen those town and country cars that were parked out in front of your fancy address. You came a long way from St. Louis. You broke a lot of hearts between. I've seen a gang of gloomy gals who were doing all right till you came on the scene. You blew in from the Middle West and certainly impressed the population hereabouts. Well, baby, I got news for you. I'm from Missouri, too. So naturally, I got my doubts. You got them dropping by the wayside. A feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go.
Talk like jazz in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz, jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. David Bassey, what's going on in the world of jazz?
You know, jazz is a happening thing. It's everywhere, Pete.
All the time.
Everywhere, all the time. You know, a couple cats who have deep roots in Kansas City have some brand new discs out doing very well.
Like who?
Well, Pat Metheny from Lee's Summit Mo has a brand new band and a brand new CD. The CD's called Unity Band. And Chris Potter on the saxophone, young phenom on the bass named Ben Williams, and his regular drummer, Antonio Sanchez, playing the drums. Unity Band, title of the disc, and the new band. And Kevin Mahogany's back. Kevin Mahogany and guitarist Dave Stryker from his up Omaha way. The two of them recorded a blues CD. Now, where would you record a blues CD if you were going to record one?
In a blues capital of the world.
Like Memphis or something, huh?
Like Memphis or something.
No. No, they didn't record it in Memphis.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. Where do you think? Where would you go? Blues CD, Down on Blues.
Well, opposite of Sandusky?
Sandusky, Ohio?
Anchorage? I don't know.
And Anchorage, Alaska?
You gave me trouble when
they
I said Memphis.
They went to Brazil to make a blues CD.
Of course, Brazil. Think
of the women.
How
Think
could
of the
I?
Food.
I was thinking wrong.
Think of, you know... Come on, man, they're blues
musicians.
You
told
know,
me to think of the music.
Musicians.
You told me to think of the music. Now I'm all jumbled thinking about Brazilian women.
That
I'm
wax.
Good.
Think of that wax.
You stop. Got some other birthdays besides Hank Jones and Eddie Jefferson. How about celebrating the birthdays this week of three great guitarists, Robert Cray, Buddy Guy, and Charlie Christian? And wait, there's more. Also the birthday of guitarist Stanley Jordan and the six-string genius who recorded with Coltrane, Kenny Burrell. Happy birthday to St. Louis sax men Greg Osby and David Sanborn. And a little closer to home, we celebrate the birthday of a great vocalist, Kansas City's own Kevin Mahogany. That's right. It all happened this week in jazz.
Next week, we're going to have Jazz Harp on the show.
Perfect.
Harp, yeah, the big harp, not the little harp, not
Perfect.
The mouth organ thing. Tony Bennett, too. We got Tony Bennett music next week. Oh, it's going to be so good, Pete. Think about all the wax down there in Brazil. It's a great thing.
Oh, stop it.
David.
You live like jazz. And you've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile. Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back with more right here on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come and catch some, check your hats, I mean this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at a blues or jazz club near you. So if you're in South Florida, check out the Miami Jazz Co-op's rent party down at The Stage on 38th Street. In Beantown, the Kenfield Trio will be working the Red House.
The Jazz Alley in Seattle plays host to the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, and the Toledo Jazz Orchestra appears in that town's Jazz in the Garden Summer Series.
Cool.
And if you're in the Big Apple, don't miss Steve Kuhn, Dave Liebman, Steve Swallow, and Billy Drummond. All at Birdland.
Now, speaking of New York, our very own David Bassey will be at the Metropolitan Room hosting a release party for his new album, Uptown. Yeah, David.
Pick it up. And don't forget to vote on our cutting contest candidates. Go to 12thstreetjump.com or our Facebook page and check out the great sax players competing for a chance to jam on our August Charlie Parker birthday show. Hey, if you've got the chops, you can still enter yourself. It's easy. Jump on it.
Bobby Timmons wrote it. Hank Jones recorded it. Now here are Joe, Mike, and Tyrone to play Dat Dare.
Now we'll be back with more music just like that in just a minute, but first I need to cool off. Heat is killing me.
It sure is, Pete. You know, I'm sweating like Mitt Romney at a dog show.
Well, you know, it's like Irving Berlin said.
We're having a heat wave. A climate change heat wave. The sidewalks are so hot, I made a cheese omelet. The milk turned to latte.
It's not just the heat, man. This humidity. It's so oppressive.
Oh, I know what you mean. You know, my shirt is sticking to me like a basketball player on a Kardashian. Reminds me of that old Lena Horne number.
I'm not dry. There's no ozone in the sky. Steamy weather feels like my skin turned to leather. I'm sticky all the time.
How to lurch? Sweating like Snooki in a church. Oh, I get testy when Siri asks me for a Pepsi. Where's my band roll on tonight? I understand tomorrow it's going to be hazy and almost 100.
Oh, just like John McCain.
It's like the Duke used to say.
It don't mean a thing without air conditioning.
Too hot, 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 too hot.
Stuck is my booty to the car's upholstery.
Too hot, 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 too hot.
Instead of walking a 2-block trip, I drove. Cause outside it's like sitting on a stove.
Can't do a thing without air conditioning. Too hot, 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 too hot. Too hot, 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 too hot.
You know, I hate to say it, Pete, but you know, right about now, I could use some cool jazz.
Where's Kenny G when you need him?
You know, it's so hot that Lance Armstrong tested positive for Gatorade.
Too hot, 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 too hot.
Oh my goodness, I know. Get me too. All right, y'all, here's David Bassey and the band with Eddie Jefferson's lyric to a Johnny Burke tune, Benny's from Heaven.
A long time ago, a second lieutenant named Spears returned to the States after being overseas 3 years. His wife said, "Welcome home, dear. But since you've been gone, you see, we've been blessed with a darling baby, and a cute little one is he." She took the baby in her arms. She said, "Benny is his name." He said, "I've been gone away 3 years, darling. Can't you please explain? So I won't be so dumb. Tell me, where did little Benny come from?" And every time he asked, she said, "Benny's from heaven." His face got red, but still she repeatedly said, "Benny's from heaven." He said, "Wait, I've asked the neighbors that come around, but not one deer seemed to remember Benny coming down." About a little thing like this, he said, "I ordinarily wouldn't bother, but what little I know about children, I'm sure they got to have a father. And when I look at Benny, now I can plainly see Benny must be from heaven. He damn sure ain't from me." Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. And if you want the things you love, you know you got to have some showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. And there'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Yeah, yeah.
And that's our show. Hope you had as much fun as we did. And now we'd like to thank the people that help us celebrate the music of Hank Jones. And it starts with our man, musical director and keyboardist supreme, Professor Joe Cartwright, everybody.
Yeah. And how about the rest of the 12th Street Jump Band? Mike Warren on drums and Tyrone Clark on bass.
And keep it going for the vocalist Nedra Dixon and David Bassey.
Help from our audio engineer Chad Mize and upload manager Brett Schlegel and our producer Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater.
Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at 12th Street Jump. That's where you'll find info on the show and a chance to vote on our Charlie Parker cutting contestants.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of jazz harpist Dorothy Ashby with our special guest, Michael Olshiver. Until then, I'm Nedra Dixon.
And I'm Pete Weber. Pearl will be back next time, and we'll see you next week right here on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping!